guiding my own life was not an isolated incident, but the product of a social dynamic that affected countless adult males. Up until now, very few professionals have taken the problem of the nice guy syndrome seriously or offered an effective, comprehensive solution. The earliest reference I have found by a mental health professional to the nice guy syndrome is in a tape recorded in 1985 by Neil Scott, LMSWACP. The tape is entitled, "The Nice Guy and Why He Always Fails with Women." Most other references to nice guys or the nice guy syndrome address the issue in a humorous manner or from the place of nice guys being helpless victims. This is why I wrote No More Mr. Nice Guy. This book shows nice guys how to stop seeking approval and start getting what they want in love, sex, and life. The information presented in No More Mr. Nice Guy represents a proven plan to help men break free from the ineffective patterns of the nice guy syndrome. It is based on my own experience of recovery and my work with countless nice guys over the last 20 years. No More Mr. Nice Guy is unashamedly pro-male. Nevertheless, countless women have